This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. President Biden is promising additional help for Palestinians in need in Gaza.
In the coming days, we're going to join with our friends in Jordan and others in providing airdrops of additional food and supplies.
CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand spoke to an expert who's not in favor of the airdrops.
Dave Harden, a former USAID mission director for Gaza and the West Bank, warns airdrops alone will not be enough.
We're taking a highly risky undertaking that will have limited impact because the Israelis simply aren't opening up enough crossings.
The president also said Friday that the U.S. would put pressure on Israel to facilitate more truck deliveries of humanitarian assistance, and the president indicated delivering aid by sea is also under consideration. Natalie Brand, CBS News, Washington.
A court hearing in Florida ended with no new date set for former President Donald Trump's classified documents trial. Trump attended the hearing. There are warnings that high temperatures and strong winds could bring more fire danger to Texas. After the worst fire in state history burned more than 1 million acres, Governor Greg Abbott.
No one can let down their guard. Everyone must remain very vigilant. Winds are going to pick back up. The right elements for a fire will be around.
At least two people were killed. A big blizzard is already hitting Northern California earlier than expected. CBS's Carter Evans from Truckee.
They've already measured some wind gusts at 135 miles per hour. So that is the big concern here. The wind, could it blow down power lines? Could it blow down trees, knock out power, trap people in their homes?
A woman trapped in the cab of a semi-truck dangling off a bridge in Louisville, Kentucky, was brought to safety. Fire Chief Brian O'Neill.
This is very much a worst-case scenario, kind of a crazy thing that you don't expect to actually have to do until you show up and you see it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is actually what we've talked about and here we're ready for it.
Thousands protested outside the funeral for Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny in Moscow. There were more demonstrations at the Russian embassy in London.
I consider himself being like someone important to me, and I needed a place to grieve.
Stocks finished up. The S&P 500 set a new record, closing above 5,100 for the first time. The Nasdaq also finished at a new high, gaining 183 points. The Dow added 90 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. $32 million cut from Wisconsin State Universities is now restored. The Joint Finance Committee put the money back yesterday. Republican Representative Tony Kurtz.
It's not that we don't want to fund them. We can fund them until the calcs come home. But fiscally, it doesn't make sense because we simply do not have the students coming into the system.
The $32 million is going from diversity efforts to workforce development. Three Republican state senators now live in the same Northeast Wisconsin district under new maps for the legislature going into effect this year. Rob Coles tells Channel 11 in Green Bay he plans to move from his longtime home in Alloway to try to stay in office. Eric Wimberger plans to stay put, and Andre Jacques might run for Congress. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
The Bucks make it four in a row. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks winning streak continues with a 111-99 victory over the Hornets in Charlotte. The Bucks officially passing the ball. Giannis after the game.
I think guys are going to the right position. The ball is moving. Guys are making shots and like extending the court so you give Dame and myself space. The difference is that we know we have direction right now. We know what we're trying to get from every position. Every position counts. and we are gonna make shots. Guys are making shots.
College basketball, the Badgers take on number 13th ranked Illinois tomorrow at noon. Baseball, the Brewers fall to the Rangers 7-5. That's Milwaukee's fifth loss in a row. Hockey, the Badgers men's team takes on Michigan State for a two-game series to wrap up the regular season and a chance to lock up the Big Ten. Does the team feel playoff pressure?
We'll see. You know, this is the first go-around for us as a group in this situation.
That's Badgers hockey coach Mike Hastings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow with record highs in the low 60s and breezy. Another record high possible Sunday, upper 60s, windy and partly sunny. A chance of a shower Sunday night and into Monday, cooler Monday afternoon, high upper 40s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. Monday, noon to 2, we'll preview the Super Tuesday primary and more right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who thinks chickens dream of one day being pot pies, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Happy Friday, everybody. Great to be back here in the chair again, talking to the entire state of Wisconsin. Conrad, we're talking to the entire state.
We are.
It doesn't mean everybody's listening, but they can if they want. Great to have you with me on this Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. So much fun stuff on tonight's show. Mayor Jim Schmidt, former Mayor Jim Schmidt, and current co-host of Mino in the Morning here on Civic Media and WGBW and WISS. We'll be along shortly. We'll talk to His Honor about what's going on. And the Mino and the Mayor show announced a big change. We'll talk to Jim about that as well. And then in the second hour, Terry Barr will be here to let us know what is happening tomorrow night on Max Inc. Her visits have become a lot of fun here on Nightlight on Friday nights. She gives us a little preview of the artist they're going to showcase tomorrow night. We get to listen to a part of a song. And we get to talk about it. And Terry's always fun to talk to. So she'll be along in the second hour, second half of the second hour. And just a lot. Did you have a good day, Conrad?
I basically just stayed home and cleaned my apartment.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was nice outside. So I opened the windows.
Okay.
Cleaned a little bit.
You put on some music or anything?
No, I was watching the PGA Tour today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I had big plans today, but I got nothing done. I don't know. You reach a certain age in your life. For me, it was probably about 35, where your back can just start hurting like crazy. And it's not like you did anything. Now, I used to play Frisbee Ultimate, and I played it right up until COVID. And it's, you know, that's a pretty active game, and I'd be fine. Be a little sore the next day, maybe, but you reach a certain age where if you have back issues, all you have to do is like turn your head or use a remote, unlock a door, whatever it is. And all of a sudden you're in this intense pain. So I spent most of today just kind of like, not like totally hunched over, but I couldn't sit up straight and I couldn't completely lean forward either. So I kind of sat at a 45-degree angle most of the day. My kids were even like, Dad, what are you doing? I'm like, that's the only way I could sit all day. And then I thought, I don't know. I thought maybe I'll go take a walk, get the blood pump and see what happens. And I think it was psychosomatic because all day I started my day looking for clips for this show. And I stumbled onto this V-Shred ad. You said you have not seen that, correct, Conrad?
No, I have not.
Hey, John. John Mino just stepped in. John, have you heard of V-Shred?
I'm sorry, of what?
Have you heard of V-Shred?
No.
It's the latest workout craze.
No, tell me about it, though. I'm always looking for a new workout.
Listen, I don't know about this, though. I did some research. It might be a scam. This is the guy, okay, he's on YouTube, and his ads pop up.
And his abs or his ads?
Both.
Okay.
His abs pop off the screen. They're ridiculous abs. But he shows up, and he's got
mine are popping off the screen right now. Look at him.
Listen, there's abs under there. I got a six-pack under here.
It's a baggy shirt.
His name, I'm skeptical of his name. It's Vin Sant.
Okay.
Sounds made up, or short for Vincent.
Okay.
Vin Sant, and the program is V-Shred, and he got Dr. Drew to endorse it. Dr. Drew, I could take your leave.
Oh, I've seen this commercial.
Yes.
Yes, Dr. Drew looks all buff here now.
And yeah.
But weirdly buff.
Weirdly buff.
Yeah.
He's almost 70. You don't look like that when you're 70.
Okay.
And how much of a doctor? Honest to God, this guy has been a media star. Since, remember the show Loveline with Adam
Carolla?
Very fun. I really like the show. And he seems like a really genuine guy, but he's had so many shows on. He's had Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah.
How much medicine? You know what it's like just doing a morning show.
Absolutely.
So this guy's a brand. Anyway, this Vincent pushes his V-Shred, and on the commercial, he's like, he goes, people think giving up carbs will help you lose weight. I'm a big donut guy, and they show him eating a donut.
Uh-huh.
He goes, I love pizza, and they show him eating pizza.
Uh-huh.
What is the matter with people? Why would they fall for that, John?
I don't know.
You can't eat the... You can eat one piece of pizza a month.
Okay, but Oprah now left Weight Watchers. That's a big story. And she's going into like some other type of diet thing, I guess. So, I mean, there's money in that business.
Because
everybody's desperate. And it said, you know, I was watching... This was on NBC last night news. And it talked about how the doctors were talking about, you know, it's such a fine line between people eat healthy versus people eat... whatever crazy thing there is to try to lose weight, and they counter, you know, they're kind of counterproductive. So it's a crazy thing out there right now with weight loss.
It's just, it's a money thing.
But you know what's really frustrating? I gotta say this.
Yeah.
So there's, I was reading all these books or all these articles about, try to get 10,000 steps a day, 10,000 steps a day. So I got a pedometer for Christmas.
Okay.
And the other day I went out, that beautiful day, whatever day it was, just gorgeous. I did. I did like 7,500 steps. Okay?
Yeah.
52 minutes.
It's good.
How many calories that burnt up?
Well, you told me this.
Like 197.
That's like one ho-ho.
It's like anything. It's like, a non-light beer. It's a glass of chocolate milk. It's a soda. It's 52 minutes.
But that's my point. That's what they tell you.
But that's why people are always looking for that miracle.
They want something, and you want to hear that they can still eat pizza and donuts.
Yes.
You can. You can have one piece of pizza a day, and that's your meal.
Yes.
That's it.
I know.
Or you can have two donuts. You can't, when you get to a certain age, probably over 40,
pizza?
You just have to, exactly.
Come on.
You just have to watch what you eat. It has nothing to do with exercise. And now all these programs are good if you can do them. The point is, though, just move.
Yeah.
They'll all work if you can do them. But this guy has been kind of exposed and saying it's unsustainable and you can't do this. And it's like, they're just, how many people have ab rollers in their office
or
in their attic?
Years ago. Yeah. Oh, yeah, in the attic. Yeah, not the office
anymore.
And
you buy it because it's new and it's shiny and you try it.
I actually made my own.
You made your own ab roller?
Yes, I did. True story.
Wow.
We were throwing out, back in the day, an old barbecue. The kind that used to have the real wheels on it.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And I took one of those and just put a big dowel through it, and I had my old ab roller.
Did you use lighter fluid?
What? I got to go. So I was that creepy guy staring through your window looking like this, trying to look in. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did, kind
of. You know how it was? Did you hear the story?
Which one?
So, yesterday we had two different brewery companies come in.
Okay.
Okay. IPAs and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And they left like, almost half a case of beer.
Oh, wow.
And I told Todd, our guy Todd,
your producer.
Our producer.
Todd Phillips.
Todd, go ahead. You can have those, okay? So then last night, I'm sitting there. It's like, man, I could go for one of those. And I live right upstairs.
Yeah.
So I come down. So I'm looking. We'd left him here in your studio. That's the last I had seen him. But you have your studio so dark, it's hard to see in here. So that's why I had my hands up like this. But Todd had taken them home. Everything else you give Todd, it sits here for like a month. Except
the beer,
if you give
he
an
takes
IPA.
The beer.
Gone. So
wow.
Well, I got to run. I'm going in over to the Garth Brooks tribute at the Meyer Theater.
Oh, Jim was here.
Yeah.
He was on the show. We did going to stop in. He's going to stop in and come back and be on the show.
Oh, cool. Yeah. All right.
So that'll be fun.
I'm heading over there. Yeah.
Yeah. You got friends in low places, right?
I love Garth Brooks. No question.
That should
about
be
it.
Fun. Have a great time.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
John. And by
John.
The way, how tall is your brother?
6'7". Well, he's, you know, older now. I think at his peak he was 6'7". He's probably still 6'6".
Wow. That's yeah. a big man.
He's a tall guy.
He's a tall guy.
He was a good baller. I think when he was like third grade, I stopped being able to beat him at basketball.
So, you made it that
yeah.
far?
Yeah. Maybe not even. I don't know.
Thank you, Pete.
Hey, thank you, John. Thanks for stopping by. Always fun when John stops by on his way to a concert. That's a nightlife. That's what you need to have. And he's walking. So I think where I was going was any exercise you do is good. But we can't get suckered into the new. Every 6 months, there's a new thing. Oh, I train celebrities. I train pro athletes. I eat pizza and donuts. And look what are you falling for this? That's our question tonight. Have you ever tried a diet that's worked? Have you ever tried a diet that's worked? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let me know. You just have to be active. I mean, if you want to look like a Greek god, you have to, you know, cut carbs, lift weights, train like you're going to be a Navy SEAL, and maybe that'll work if you can stick with it. But if you're just a regular person who doesn't want to spend the rest of their life expanding and wants to keep a sensible weight, you just have to be active. More importantly, I should say, watch what you eat. Oh, that burned me up. I eat pizza and donuts. No, you don't.
So I will say, I did the keto diet for a while, and I actually did lose a lot of weight.
Conrad, I'm doing that right now, yeah. and I agree, it does work. I think they all work if you stick to them
yeah.
and can sustain them. Now, when did you do that?
I did that when I was in high school, so it was about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
But then I broke my foot, and I was, you know, bedridden for a while.
Okay.
And then the weight just came back because I still try to eat healthy, but I just couldn't be active.
Right. Well, and at your age, you can still use exercise to burn. I mean, look, you burn calories when you're active or when you exercise. But at a certain age, I'd say probably after 35, you really have to watch what you eat if you want to lose weight. You can't just work out anymore. And that's what they don't tell you. That's how they get you. But you got to check out this V-Shred. And several places have debunked it. It's so ridiculous. This guy is like buffer than buff, and they also claim, a lot of people online, and it's on the internet, so I know it's true, they say he puts headphones on and a mic like he's a guest on a podcast, but they never actually show the other person. So, you know, he's got this great thing going where it looks like he's this expert, and the Vin Sant, come on, that's your name?
Vin Sand?
Vin Sant, like Vincent, like he cut the word in two.
He was like, I want to stand out more. How do I do it?
Yeah, exactly. We got to get to the bottom of this. This bothers me. I don't like seeing people that need stuff taken advantage of. You know what I'm going to do during the break?
What?
I'm going to come up with a workout program, and I'm going to share it with people.
There we go.
God is my witness. Okay. Hey, we got a lot to talk about, dude. It's National Dadgum That's Good Day. Did you know that?
I saw that and I laughed. I was
what
like,
does that even
I haven't
mean?
Heard I that I haven't heard that saying in a long time.
We got to do a little research on that one. Justin Bieber's birthday, Harry Belafonte, Javier Bardem, lots of stuff going on. Terry Barr's here tonight. Jim Schmidt. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Friday night. A Friday night version of Nightlight. We're broadcasting state live from City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay from WGBW. So much fun. Conrad and I are, we're talking diets. I'm talking diets. He's listening. And I know this will get boring at some point, but it bothers me. So I have to think of, I'll be honest, in the 60 seconds we were away, I did not come up with a comprehensive diet.
I had the legal pad out, okay. The yellow legal pad where I take my memos.
Wow, nice.
I had it out. I was ready for it. So I could try it tomorrow.
Okay. Well, now you've motivated me. All right. So that's what we'll do. We'll come up with something. So far, all I have is eat less.
That works.
That's
step one.
Pete's point number one. Listen, the weight is going to melt off you if you eat less. You ever see Survivor? You see how thin they get? That's what it's fun to watch when they're all thin and attractive.
Just eat one protein bar a day. That's it.
You could probably live on that for a while.
You'd have to drink so much water.
Yeah. Probably. Look, I don't think either one of us know what we're talking about.
Probably not.
But we will correct this. By the end of the show, we'll have a comprehensive diet. But that's tonight's question. Have you ever tried a diet that's worked? How do you keep the weight off? Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. How do you keep the weight off? Have you ever tried a diet that's worked? That's funny. John told me that the other day. He took almost an hour walk. He's crushing it. And he thinks he's Rocky. And he learns he's only burned 150 calories. That's crazy. So, that's what we're talking about. Here's the other thing I read today. And I want to touch on this because this was so strange. Brad Cooper, who I like as an actor, you remember him from The Hangover?
Yeah.
Fine actor. He made Maestro, which is up for Best Picture, and he's a good actor. He said, on Dax Shepard has a very popular podcast. Dax Shepard is an actor. He was in, I think the movie was Up the Creek. He's kind of an open book. He's a recovering alcoholic. His claim to fame is he has, as a host anyway of his podcast, he has no secrets. He just says stuff and he's, you know, talks about all the women he slept with in Hollywood and how his wife reacts to that. And it's entertaining. Brad Cooper was on there and Brad Cooper shared that he walks around naked in his house all the time. And he's got like, I don't know, I guess a wife and a daughter. Okay. Whatever you do in your house, that's fine. It just got weirder as things went on. He said he learned this because his dad was naked all the time growing up. And he said they used to shower together. And I don't know how old he was when that stopped. I think a lot of people pull their kid into the shower and wipe them off, whatever, or bathe them, or, but you know, it typically stops at a certain age. And I'm not even judging, you know, whatever. I'm not saying there's weird things happening, but it's a weird thing to share. And then Cooper went on to say, my bedroom, my bathtub and toilet and bed are all in the same room. How do you explain that if you're a realtor trying to sell Brad Cooper's house? What's going on in this room? Oh, this is where Brad had his BMs while his daughter was in the shower and his wife was shaving her legs. I mean, and he said they do that. He said they come and go while you're on the toilet. Someone's in the shower. Okay. Very open, earthy family. I don't have a, whatever, however you do what you do in your house, that's fine. But there's something about being sitting on the toilet, though. I don't want people parading through. I'd rather have them accidentally see me in the shower than sitting there like a maniac on the toilet. You're lucky you live alone, Conrad. You don't have to deal with, you don't have to deal with this stuff. I mean, am I wrong? That seems a little, it's not, and again, it's not even, okay, however you manage your household, that's fine. And I never wanted my kids to be uptight. We started having talks very early and we have a pretty open forum in our house. The kids know they can come to us with anything, but just to go on a podcast and say all these things, that to me is the weird part.
You know, some things can just be left unsaid.
Yes.
Especially with the platform that they're on. Like, they don't need to. I don't know why he would want to have everyone know that.
Right. And his film is up for an Oscar. Is that how you want people? That could influence the judges, right?
They're like, oh, this guy's kind of weird. I don't think I'm going to give him a vote.
Takes a crap in front of his family? I don't think so. Guggenheim. Oppenheimer. That's what I'm voting for. That was the other thing that caught my, I thought that was strange. And all these, you know, I write these Hollywood minutes for Civic Media and they're really fun to write because it's the industry I love. I spent my entire adult life in show business in one form or the other. I was a comedian. I've acted, I've sold some screenplays, you know, I've kind of done a little bit of everything. And so I'm fascinated. I love creative people, love being around it, love the creative process. But when I read these stories, and it's almost like when you say them is when it gets weird, because everybody, if they heard all of your thoughts, they would think you were weird, even though you might have the same thoughts. I remember sitting in a college classroom once and our professor said that Alfred Hitchcock, it was a film course. And the professor said, Alfred Hitchcock used to like to watch women undress. And a lot of the girls and some of the guys in the class made a face. And I remember thinking as a 20-year-old kid, what a pervert. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I'd love to watch a woman undress. Like, but it's only because I heard that about him. There's some stuff you don't want to know. Even if it's not weird, people will think it's weird because they know about what's going on in your head. So that, I guess that's the thing. If we could put a bow on this Brad Cooper thing, it's just like, why? You don't have to share all that. Whether it's weird or not, people are going to think it's weird. And I knew Alfred Hitchcock was a perv. Killer filmmaker, literally. But I also, did I talk about Abbott Elementary the other night? I think I did, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's a funny show. I wrote, that was one of my Hollywood minutes, but so funny. And I'm not mad, but it took me a while to get to it because there is so much content on. You can't possibly watch everything. But I've had enough people come on the show. And that is what I love about Nightlight. Everybody exchanges ideas. They tell me what they're watching. I watched Abbott Elementary at the request of a lot of listeners. And it's very funny. I'm going to stick with it for a while.
I watched the pilot of it a couple weeks ago, and I just haven't got to the second episode yet.
Yeah. And pilots aren't a good, that's all I watched so far too. And pilots aren't a great like sample size. They can be really funny or kind of awkward. But the custodian teaching the kids about the Illuminati, very funny stuff. I enjoyed it. We got a quick text here from Jim in the 920. The only diet that has ever worked for me, a 63-year-old man, is taking in fewer calories than I use. Some days that is hard to do. Amen, Jim. And that's the key. That's the only way you lose weight. So hopefully, I hope you can sustain that, Jim. Good for you. Thanks for sharing. That is our question tonight. Have you ever tried a diet that's worked? How do you keep the weight off? Let us know. 855-752-4842. That's the new phone number. Coming up next, Jim Schmidt. This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The Texas Panhandle wildfires are now well over a million acres, with between 400 and 500 buildings destroyed. Many people have been left homeless. Governor Greg Abbott.
We need to work on the process of finding immediate and temporary housing for these individual people. These people are suffering.
Abbott says it's the biggest fire in Texas history. A new approach to humanitarian aid in Gaza. This is National Security Spokesman Admiral John Kirby.
The United States will carry out airdrops of aid into Gaza in coordination with our international partners.
The CDC is simplifying its guidance on COVID, RSV, the flu, and severe colds based on symptoms rather than a firm number of days to stay home if you're sick. Dr. Celine Gounder is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
Why is the CDC updating its guidance now? Well, we've seen a sustained decrease in hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, despite there being a high level of virus circulating in the community.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new bill in Congress would give state and local governments the final say about resettling refugees anywhere. 75 refugees plan to move to the Eau Claire area this year. Congressman Tom Tiffany says only a handful of local officials knew about it early on. His bill would give them more power to stop resettlements. Senator Tammy Baldwin tells Civic Media's Chad Holmes that makers of household products are fleecing consumers.
And it's hard for consumers to see, you know, they're paying the same price they did last time, but they're getting 2 ounces less, or, you know, just less product for the same price.
Baldwin's Shrinkflation Prevention Act would empower lawyers and regulators to fight back. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow with record highs in the low 60s and breezy. Another record high possible Sunday, upper 60s, windy and partly sunny. A chance of a shower Sunday night and into Monday, cooler Monday afternoon, high upper 40s. It's 42
right now. Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Hey, this is really fun. I'm very excited. I've been wanting to have this next guest on the show for a while. He's been on the show before a couple times, but not since I realized he was in an Eric Roberts movie. And that made it essential that I get him in here. And so I'd like to welcome former mayor of Green Bay and co-host of Mino and the Mayor in the Morning here on WGBW and the Civic Media Network, Jim Schmidt. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Pete. I love your show. I listen to it. I sometimes,
come on.
No, but I have to be here at, 5:15 so in the morning, so I don't always catch the end of your show.
That's how I am, because right? I used to listen to you guys more when I was getting up to do news, but then I'm like, I try to stay up late, so I have more energy because I drive too, so I haven't heard your show in a while.
Yeah.
It's kind of a drag.
It's going great. We love it. That Eric Roberts movie that kind of came out of nowhere. I think, how did that happen? Somebody just sent an email and, did you see Schmidt in that movie? And I think that movie was for Schmidt, but... it was fun.
Where was that film, Jim?
Well, a lot of it takes place out in Suamico because he's digging. But the scene I was in, I was in prison, and they made a prison cell at NWTC. So then they got us some, blue short sleeve, shirt, the prison shirt and jeans.
You played a prisoner?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we'll look it up at the break. if you look at Project Solitude, my picture's on there.
Project Solitude.
It's with Eric Roberts. And he was in Green Bay. How long were they here? Probably 4 days. I had him over at my house for dinner.
Nice.
Good guy. Have fun.
And is this while you were mayor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the mayor.
9, 10, 11 or something.
Mm-hmm. So the mayor of Green Bay.
Yeah.
Put on prison garb.
I did. I had a speaking line too. So anyway, that's.
No way. Oh, we got a. Conrad, you take a memo.
I will.
We have to find that.
Project Solitude. So, yeah, that was fun. We had a good time there.
That's so great.
Yes. There's been a couple movies here. There was one that I was hoping was going to work. We read for it at the Meyer Theater. It was Missing Jean.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Right. And the guy is born in Green Bay, and, with your chromosomes, he's missing the Packer gene. So he's not a fan. And
that's great.
It's a great story about how he... It maneuvers through, but it was just the rating. You get to raise a lot of money. Even these kind of budget movies.
I've done it. It's tough. Yeah. It's
yeah. Easy. So it didn't happen. And it was, but I liked him. He was in the office a lot. And I was like, man, I hope this works. I like the script. And when they give you the script, you got to sign all this confidential stuff. It's like, you know what I mean? Cause okay.
I understand why they do it, Jim, but it's kind of silly. No one's going to take one line from your movie and go make another movie about it and steal your idea.
Right. But anyway, we've had a couple movies attempted here. And
did you sort of try to foster that while you were mayor? Mm-hmm. Did you want movies shot here?
Well, I think, everybody would like to have, in their downtown, the bench where they first kissed type thing, because it becomes a tourist attraction. And, Oshkosh, they did a pretty good job. They landed a good movie. The state of Wisconsin was not competitive. Michigan, some states in the South were much more competitive with tax credits. And, when they make the movie, they don't have to – they get some incentive. And Wisconsin changed their tax credit law. So we did have some interest here, but
– it was very brief, though, right? And as I understand it, the Dillinger film, Public Enemies, kind of – I don't know if the people in place in Wisconsin were taken advantage of, if the film was at fault, or if people just didn't know the law. I've heard many different stories about why that law went away and why it was in effect so short. But there is a new movement to bring those back, because those incentives, you know, some of the states that have those brings a lot of money into the state, and it's great for tourism too.
And they spend money when they're there, obviously, but you don't want to give a lot of tax credits and lose money.
Well,
I mean, that's where the state got in a little bit of trouble. But the problem with state to state, that's kind of like municipality to municipality, a little bit of race to the bottom. You know, one offers 10%, then somebody does 12, somebody does 15. You know what I mean?
Right,
and
right.
I wish we could, but that, I guess, would be called collusion. But I just think if we could draw a line and say, look, we're coming to Green Bay because of the Bay, because of the Packers, whatever. We're going to Michigan because of some of the things they have, Tennessee because of that. But it's competitive, and they drive it by the bottom line because they're taking a risk, man, as you know.
Right. Well, it's interesting, and I don't even know how we got on the subject, but this is an interesting topic for me, because we had a film that was almost set to go in Minnesota, because they have an incentive you can double dip. They have a state incentive, then they have another incentive up in the Iron Range. You can, I want to say it's like 55%.
That's a lot.
In a rebate. Now, you're not going to get the full 55 because you bring people in from L.A., and that's not, you know, doesn't affect the rebate. But they keep doing it. They must be making money, Jim.
Right.
I mean, you're
the
politician. I don't know. Like,
well, you also, I don't know how much you want to spend, but you also want your community to feel good.
Right.
I mean, you really do. That's part of being a good mayor, good governor, is, you know, you got to love the state, you got to love the city. And
for sure,
sometimes those things can do that. I always enjoyed when we were in the Super Bowl. It just made my job easier. You know, Green Bay. It just, people want to feel good about where they live. And can a movie do that? I think it's cool that you step out of your, you know, paper, cheese, whatever you're in, you know, Minnesota,
right,
a lot of the healthcare and 3M. But to step out and do a movie, some people might say that's pretty cool. Now, it's great if you can give them incentive and then make money. And that's the goal.
So, exactly.
But anyway, yeah, that's still, it's fun and people like it. And the media really gobbles it up. I mean, it's just cool to have someone in town. So, we've done that a few times when I was mayor. And I don't know, I'm not hearing much right now, but I'm sure we're working on it.
Yeah.
It's a great thing.
I think there's so much, you know, and I know the people that are doing this in right now, primarily they're based out of Milwaukee, but they have, their heart is in the right place, and they really want to promote Wisconsin, not just, I mean, they want to make their movies here because they live here, which is great. You don't want to have to go to another state to do that,
right,
when you want to do it in your home state. But so that'll be interesting what happens. I think it's a Republican-based bill. It's bipartisan, but I think it was put forward by some Republicans in the state legislature, and I know they've tried before.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens.
You know, yeah, then the ancillary things, you know, the restaurants and the big tips and the construction people to build sets.
I mean,
it's not a huge job creator, but it is a job creator.
And if you get to a point where you're like Atlanta or Louisiana, it seemed like for a while Netflix film that came out had Nicolas Cage in it,
right,
and looked like Louisiana. So they probably created a lot of full-time jobs there, but I guess that's the challenge.
It'd be awesome if we could land, you know, like a Breaking Bad and, you know, like something where it's all New Mexico, where it's all here, but... Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of talent in Green Bay for the subs too. Or what do you call that when you're not, you know, the B-roll, whatever, the people in the background.
Yeah, the crews, the second unit.
The second
stuff like
units,
that. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people here who signed up to be part of that, which I think is pretty cool too.
It is cool. So, okay, so you're in this movie with Eric Roberts. You had him over at your house for dinner.
Uh-huh.
What was that like?
You know, it was great. I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. I have three daughters. One of them is a writer. I mean, you know, mind you, this is a long time ago. She was probably 7, 8, 9 years old then. And she wrote a poem and read it. He goes, go get it. And she's very shy. Oh, I don't want to do that. And she went upstairs to the room, came down, read the poem. And he said, Laura, you moved the room. You know, he was like,
oh, nice.
He really liked it. He gave her a dollar for it. He goes, can I have that for a dollar? But, you know, she's now assistant publisher in New York with Atlantic Grove, so she's always
still in the world.
She's
or the writing world, right?
Right. Oh yeah, big time. But it was great, and then he came to the city council meeting. I thought I'd introduce him to the rest of the city crew, and he actually gave the invocation, which I gave at every. He asked me to do it. He said, can I give that? I was a little worried about it because sometimes people go off the rails a little bit. And he did a great job. So that was it. I haven't talked to him since. But.
So for the most part, and I the reason I asked you that, Jim, was because he has kind of a reputation. He plays he's not afraid of any role. And I was just wondering how normal he was just very, a regular dude.
Very That's normal. So great. Just very.
Most of them are, but yeah. you just never know.
And he was there with a couple other people he brought with him. But it was fun. You know, at the time, Pete, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Like, I'm not sure I got any pictures of him at my house or anything. It was like, you know, I invited him over. I'm saying, look, what are you doing tonight for dinner? Do you want to come over? Yeah. Like you, you know, of course, if you came over, I'd take a lot of pictures. But I just didn't. And then that this movie thing came up again in the last couple of days. And I was like, wow, that was fun. You know, I kind of wish I would have leaned into it a little bit more. But whatever.
That's really cool, though. You're immortalized on film. You're in a credit. You're in a, no, I'm serious. Like, okay, bro. I've had people like to, say that. They're
I'd like people to remember me some other ways than being a prisoner in a movie that flopped.
If that's your defining legacy, I can see where you're coming from, Jim. But I think that's pretty cool.
It was fun.
And what? So you said there was another film here too. You were in the 60-yard line.
Yeah.
And
that was a fun film to make. I mean, that was a lot of fun.
They looked like they had fun making that.
Yeah, you know, they rented a house over in the Stadium District, and it was all about this guy that what did he do? He sold everything. His engagement ring and all that to get tickets to the Packer game. Right. So, but I went to the movie and I kind of walked out. It's just, it didn't grab me, but some people liked it. There was a lot of local talent in that movie, or there was a lot.
I remember Tom Zelazny.
I was going to say, that's why, I should correct that. There was a lot of locals in that movie. I don't know how talented we were. My chief of staff was in it. There was a whole bunch of people. When you watch the movies, like, I know him, I know her, I know him. But we had a lot of fun with that. And, you know, those guys have fun on the set too. You know, pizza and nachos and just beer. And
it looked like a fun. I interviewed that filmmaker on PBS, and it was really interesting to talk to. Very nice guy.
Right.
And I think you're right. I think when I shot The Godfather of Green Bay up north in Marinette, I was blown away by, and you give out parts that are like two or three lines. Right. The rest of the stuff you book in the bigger cities, but even those little parts, people crushed it. I was surprised. I was pleasantly surprised. It was great.
Yeah, but I did enjoy the movie. I'm just critical myself.
How do you think you did?
You know, I watched it. It's weird to see yourself. I mean, I will say this.
Did you walk out right after your part was done?
I did wait for my... and I had kind of heard bits and pieces, and I shouldn't say I walked out of that movie. It was a longer movie than I'd anticipated. How's that? But
diplomatic is how it was. You're good at what you do, buddy.
it was cool to see that part on the big screen. And right, like I said, my chief of staff was standing next to me and had a couple lines. Yeah, it was funny. I didn't hear a roar from the crowd, but it was funny.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, we will be playing in the next hour. We gotta find that Project Solitude line if we can find that on YouTube, K-Man. So what else was I going to ask you? Tell us about your show. I want to ask you about the change in time, too, with Mino and the mayor, but... Lean Local, how's that going?
Good. You know, Civic Media is a good company. They're very interested in giving the listeners what they want. And I think that's really cool because, I look at our show. Johnny and I are on, it's called Mino and the Mayor. It's in the morning from 6 to 8 every morning. And very guest-driven. And the guests we bring in are, you know, talk about, you know, we bring someone in from the Red Cross, but it's like, we know nationally, you know, there's a blood shortage, but how are we doing in Appleton, Green Bay, and Oshkosh? And we'll talk about, you know, the highway construction, and everybody talks about the infrastructure. But what did we get in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh? And it's just all local things. We talked about how are we doing on adoption, how are we doing on fentanyl, how are we doing on homelessness. And people, they like listening to us. We have a lot of fun. We bring in some, lighter things more often than not, but it's going real well. And then Civic likes that. Our advertisers are happy. And so Monday on the 3rd, we go to 3 hours. So we're going to be here from 6 in the morning till 9 in the morning. And we announced that today. And I just talked to our producer, Todd Michaels, who's awesome. And that's one of the reasons we're successful. He just said people have been calling, to get on. And so it's going to be great. I'm excited about it. And
so you're turning people away, basically, when it comes to guests.
Well, this week. This next week, there's just a lot of people that called and said, we'd like to do that. But with that, you know, we're going to change up. We're going to add a couple things to that third hour. Like, are you smarter than a mayor?
Oh, I like that. That's a great. Yeah, that's great. You know, I was on that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth
Were
Grader?
You?
I worked on it with Foxworthy.
Really?
Let's talk about that. I want you to elaborate on that. That's a great bit.
And there's a couple other things that we're adding to the show, too, to make that third hour. It's a cool thing we're doing, Pete, is where are they now?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people who were kind of famous in Green Bay, and we're going to have them come back and tell us what they're doing now.
Very cool. All right, we'll have more with former mayor and current co-host of Mind to Win the Mayor, Jim Schmidt, coming up next on Civic Media.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wobba. Great to have you with me on a Friday evening here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. Coming up in a little while, in the second hour, I should say, Terry Barr will be here to talk about the artists they have tomorrow night on Max Inc. That's a great show, Jim. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
They have some amazing talent on that show. And it's become a thing I look forward to every Friday to hear the song that she gives us that they're going to feature their featured artists. So Terry will be along a little later. Right now, talking with Jim Schmidt about movies and radio and everything. And when we left, I kind of made a joke that I said, coming up next on Civic Media. Like, could there be anything more generic? Like, I usually say Nightlight with Peach Wobba. I might as well have just said, coming up next, more radio.
Yeah. Well, this, I think Civic Media, though, what the reason I think you said that we were talking about them. And, you know, you get this entrepreneur who put quite a bit of money into purchasing 21 radio stations,
yeah,
and hiring the engineers and then hiring you talent, me, a guy that needed a job, and we're all working to connect with our listeners. And we take everything, comments, the texts, pretty serious.
Yeah.
And I think the way they're building this out makes a lot of sense to me, just in terms of the programming and also the infrastructure he's got with all his digital things he's doing. The guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and I think you started to kind of allude to this earlier, Jim, when you said community and your Lean Local show and community.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just how, you know, whether it's politics or in my case, show business or sports, it gets the community talking.
It does.
It's like, it's a great thing. So.
And they've just, and we'll talk about that maybe another time, but this Lean Local is different than Johnny and I got this show. That's, it's just by knowing the mayor in the morning. And like I said, just different guests to that connect with the community. But Lean Local is going to be more, it's going to be all politically driven, but local talent. Everybody talks about, you know, Trump, Biden, and, you know, of course, Baldwin now and Hovey, but, on a local level, that's important. It's as they say in my show, you know, there's no Republican or Democrat way to pick up garbage, and
a great point.
And it's just really, and like a guest that comes in here, and I've done some tapings, can't really snow me on local politics. I mean, I spent a lot of time on the county board and as the mayor of Green Bay, so sometimes at break, I got to say, look, you're gonna answer that question, you know, and but I like it, and people, you know, they want to know what's going on locally. A lot of people, you know, and look, I get people are busy, soccer, church, work, but you know, they don't know who their local representative is sometimes. And I think if they can just listen for a half hour, an hour, and their representative is on, or the two that are running against each other, they might say, yeah, that I like what she said,
right?
That made a lot of sense to me. Or didn't really care
for
that.
Well, it's interesting what you said, too, about, you know, picking up garbage. Like, that's what I like about local politics. You know, we all watch our programs on TV and read our columnists or whatever, but local, on a local level, especially in a small town like Marinette, it's how are we going to keep the pool open?
Right.
That's not at one side, the left or the right. It's everybody just kind of figuring it out. And that's what I think is kind of cool about local, as you say.
With the potholes, too. And yeah, we talk about that. We, you know, we don't lean left. We don't lean right. You know, we lean local.
Right.
We dig pretty deep on some things, and they need to, you know, I give them a little bit of a heads up on what I'm going to say, but like, I want to know the issues they're going to, and I want them to name their, you know, three issues that they're passionate about, because when they come back, I'm going to keep notes.
Right.
Because, and it's hard. And you ask people not only, I'm going to vote this way, I'm going to do this. Well, how are you going to build consensus? I mean, that's a hard part in politics.
Yeah.
People get in there and, you know, they're one of 12 or one of, I don't know what they have done in Oshkosh, but how are you going to get those other 7-8 people on board? I mean, what's your strategy? How do you work with them? You know, and that's all part of being a good leader is to build that consensus. I mean, you got to have the vision first, obviously, but then you got to get people. If the mayor's not on board, you know, what are you going to do about that? Are you going to give up? And I like the answer when they say no, you know, I'm going to spend some time with her or with him. Anyway, so that's, I like that show. That is just, that's going to be starting. We've done some taping on it. It's been a lot of fun.
My guest is Jim Schmidt. He is the former mayor of Green Bay and one half the hosting duo of Mino and the Mayor. You talked before the break. We talked about new segments you're going to have. You got an extra hour to fill.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Are you smarter than a mayor? And then where are they now?
Yeah, I think that where are they now? There's a lot of people who have moved to, you know, Oshkosh, Green Bay, Appleton. But there's a lot of people who have been here a long time. And, you know, like a Bob Harlan, right? He was president of the Packers and did a lot. And where's he now? Our guest Tuesday is Tim Hanna. He was the mayor of Appleton for, I don't know, over 20 years, right? Or close to that, 19. Yeah. You know, what's he doing now? Glenn Lloyd, I don't know if you remember him. He was a consumer advocate guy that was on TV. A lot of them are TV people. But look, that fits our market.
Sure.
So that's going to be fun to get some people on here, and we're just going to interview them. So that'll be a little bit longer segment, probably, you know, 18 minutes or so with them. And then Johnny is really into veterans. He's written 4 or 5 books on veterans. And I think we're going to spotlight them a little longer because 8 minutes goes so fast.
It does.
And, you know, and you get that producer breathing down your neck and we can't hold them over. We got to go to this. And
right.
So we can maybe carve out some segments on that. And then I think on Fridays, I mean, you're statewide. We're just local, right? We're just Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, that market. I think we're going to look about entertainment. Like tonight at the Meyer Theater is this guy from Deep Here who is like a tribute to Garth Brooks. And we had him in here, and he was really, really good.
Did he perform in here?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to steal some of your guests. Yeah. I love when people perform
here. But the local. And then tomorrow night at the Meyer Theater is Symphony Over the Rocks. And they take these two genres, right? Symphony and rock and roll, and put that together. So that's local stuff that's going on here in Green Bay. You know, there's stuff going on with, you know, haunted houses, and there's a lot of theater going on in Oshkosh. And of course, Appleton they're knocking it out of the park with music and mild music and a lot of things.
Yeah.
And to get them on, I think we're going to dedicate the last hour on Friday to that.
Cool.
Which would be cool. And they're actually going to come in here and play. We're going to make sure we have what they need because we want to really treat our guests right. And, so we're excited about that. We've done some rearranging in this in this room, as you can see, for that reason. So that'll be Fridays. We're excited. We're very open to what people want to hear. And we're going to probably do a little bit more remote, too, Pete. We did from the EAA. We're done in Oshkosh.
Yeah, that's right.
And a couple people have asked us a little bit, you know, advertising, but a little bit us going out there. And if it's community, you can help the community, we'll probably be there. So
that's
we're going to
so
work
great.
On it. Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And you John Mino's awesome.
Yeah, you guys are crushing it. Keep up the great work. And next time, maybe I'll get to ask you what you're watching on TV, because that's I can't believe I ran out of time before I could do that. Former Mayor Jim Schmidt. Yeah. Check out Mino and the Mayor on the mornings here on WGBW and WISS. They go to 3 hours on Monday. That's
be
even better.
Show. Yeah, it's going to be a fun show, too. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll be right back with more Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. Coming back.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.